It's a record I enjoy carrying with me.
I congratulate you.
You needn't sneer. It may not be my doing. It may be the blind permutation of parental genes, but it's a proud thing to own anyway. And no one would believe me capable of so seriously psychotic an act as murder. Not with my gene makeup. So don't waste accusations on me. Bailey shrugged and said nothing. The woman seemed to confuse gene makeup and evidence, and presumably the rest of Solaria would do the same. Clarissa said, "Do you want to see the youngsters now?"
"Thank you, yes."
The corridors seemed to go on forever. The building was obviously a tremendous one. Nothing like the huge banks of apartments in the cities of Earth, of course, but for a single building clinging to the outside skin of a planet, it must be a mountainous structure. There were hundreds of cribs, with pink babies squalling or sleeping or feeding. Then there were playrooms for the crawlers. "They're not too bad, even at this age," said Clarissa grudgingly, "though they take up a tremendous sum of robots. It's practically a robot per baby till walking age."
"Why is that?"
"They sicken if they don't get individual attention." Bailey nodded.
"Yes, I suppose the requirement for affection is something that can't be done away with."
Clarissa frowned and said brusquely, "Babies require attention." Bailey said,
"I am a little surprised that robots can fulfill the need for affection." She whirled toward him, the distance between them not sufficing to hide her displeasure.
"See here, Bailey. If you're trying to shock me by using unpleasant terms, you won't succeed. Skies above, don't be childish."
"Shock you?"
"I can use the word, too. Affection. Do you want a short word? A good four-letter word? I can say that, too. Love, love. Now, if it's out of your system, behave yourself." Bailey did not trouble to dispute the matter of obscenity. He said,
"Can robots really give the necessary attention, then?"
"Obviously, or this farm would not be the success it is. They fool with the child. They nuzzle it and snuggle it. The child doesn't care that it's only a robot. But then things grow more difficult between 3 and 10.
"Oh?"
"During that interval, the children insist on playing with one another, quite indiscriminately."
"I take it you let them."
"We have to. But we never forget our obligation to teach them the requirements of adulthood. Each has a separate room that can be closed off. Even from the first, they must sleep alone. We insist on that. And then we have an isolation time every day, and that increases with the years. By the time a child reaches 10, he is able to restrict himself to viewing for a week at a time.